But first, right on the front lines of how this is affecting people, no one better to talk to than the Adjutant General of the state of North Dakota, General David Spritzenhattick. General Spry, good to have you on News and Views.
All right, good morning, Joel. How are you today?
How many people did you have to furlough, Spry?
Well, we had just under 500, about 490 of our soldiers, airmen, and a handful of civilians that we had to tell to go, that they had to go home yesterday.
That's hard. That's really hard.
It was. It was very difficult. We had a town hall, brought everybody in, and explained, number one, we explained to them that there's nothing that they've done that has caused us to do what we have to do, you know, with what is happening in Washington. I just wanted them to know and to reassure to them that, you know, our North Dakota National Guard is still number one in the nation. It's very sad, very unfortunate that we had the shutdown occurring, and it's very sad that we had to send them home. And as you can imagine, you know, morale is in the dumps, so to speak, and, you know, people's lives are disrupted, and you know, we just hope and pray that you know, the Congress will you know, straighten this whole thing out very soon, very quickly, so we can bring them back to work.
You know, when people think of the Guard, they don't think full time, but you do have a lot of people working for you full time.
Well, we do. We out of our force of about 4,400 soldiers and airmen, we have about 1,250 that that are full time.
And so it does affect people who have mortgages, who have, you know, a lot of people are saying right now they're sitting in their pickup going, well, you know, it's a good thing they got another job or another source of income. Many of these people, this is their income, David.
Oh, these are people that work full time for the, you know, for the North Dakota National Guard, work full time as part of our nation's defense and our nation's military. So, yes, you know, they work full time. Their paycheck is their livelihood. That's what you know, helps them to pay the bills, obviously, whether it's a home mortgage, a car payment, a medical bill, groceries, you name it. So now all of a sudden, you know, they've been told that they have to go home. They won't be paid and until this whole thing is straightened out. And it's very disruptive.
It isn't as though these people weren't doing anything. What does this do to us? I mean, what are we going to see not done with these people being furloughed?
Well, the you know what, to begin with, you know, the first priority is to make sure that you know, as we continue to, you know, deploy soldiers and airmen overseas, that they're properly trained and ready and resourced to be able to be successful and be safe. So, you know, that's our first priority. And then secondly, there are other areas of security and public safety that we have to guarantee. So, you know, those are the folks that are still working. We have other folks that are processing personnel paperwork, processing you know, tuition waiver programs, recruiting, retention, you know, public affairs. These are, you know, these are things that are not you know, not being addressed, not being done. So you know, it's you know, we want to make sure that we always, you know, send our young men and women that volunteer to be a part of our military, you know, off on a mission, and that they're properly resourced, properly trained. So that's our first priority. And all those other things that are our support activities are just not being done.
Is there going to be any effort to make it right by these individuals? I realize they're being sent home and that they may not be working, but the plain fact of the matter is it's not their fault. And so to make them whole salary-wise, do you think there'll be any effort to give them the pay or get them the pay that they would have had coming to them?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, 17 years ago, we experienced the last government shutdown, and Congress did, you know, pay back all of the employees that were furloughed for the time that they were furloughed, and hopefully that same thing will occur now. We've been in communication, I personally, as well as others on my staff, have been in communication with our congressional delegation, explaining the, you know, the situation, the difficulty, and talking about that very subject. You know, we need to make sure that when this is all said and done, that we have, you know, taken care of our people, and that even though they've been furloughed, the government's been shut down, that they're still paid for that time, because that is, as you said earlier, that is their livelihood.
Adjutant General Spritzenhattick, wish them well on behalf of all of us. We hope this gets done as quick as it can.
Well, we do, and I hope and pray that it's resolved quickly. You know, the other thing I'd add, Joel, you know, for the people of North Dakota, if there's any sort of a disaster that we need to respond to, the governor, you know, turns to the National Guard and says, assist this community or that county, you know, we're still prepared to do that. And we, you know, we have ways of doing that with state funds. Unfortunately, it's the federal aspect that, you know, that we're facing now that we just can't address.
Okay. General David Spitznag, appreciate you taking the time, sir.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye.